What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 14th of May. Hope you're well. Had a fantastic Thursday. I do like a good Thursday. It's the first day of the weekend, if you're a skiver like me. It's the day where you think, right, now it's time to kick back. You know, start thinking about chilling out till Monday, where I can fucking get away with doing as little as possible till Thursday again, and then do the same on repeat. They come round quick anyway, I tell you what, they've just been clapping for the carers again outside. So, I mean, fucking don't seem like a week since that happened last week. And it's, I tell you what, it's life. That's chipping away at your life. Your life slowly disappearing during this lockdown. That's why you got to try and enjoy yourself, even if it is lockdown, because otherwise you're just losing big chunks of your life. It's like you're in prison. Don't be in prison. In your, what's it called? Be, learn something, read something. What can you do? Watch documentaries, listen to podcasts, specifically a guy from Birmingham's podcast. Some people are tuning in from different parts of the world, in fact. Lots of, you get some stats on your podcast, details or whatever, but there's people from different countries around the world where they've tuned in. And there's seven people, in fact, that have tuned in from unknown countries. So you've got a list of all the countries that people have listened to the podcast from, and seven people are from unknown countries. So who the fuck are they then? What countries are unknown? There aren't no unknown countries. Are these from I told you the aliens are tuning in. They've heard my call. They've picked up my my waves. They've picked up on my vibrations, you know. That's where we came from. They're picking up my vibes, and I've sent out messages. I didn't know I was sending out messages, but they've picked them up, and now they're listening in, trying to know, like, checking me out, seeing what, you know, how I can help them, how I can assist, or, you know, whether they should take me on a little holiday, you know, and have a little look around. That'd be a good holiday. If you get to get away, can't get away in England, there's no fucking planes or anything, but if a spaceship come down, maybe I can go on a little tour of the planetary system. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Then I've come down, and then, like, fucking, I'll imagine that, and you just come down and you've got all the information. You just go, like, start going, Elon Musk, he'll be on your fucking speed dial. He'll be going, yeah, well, you know, I can tell you anything. How do you know that? Fuck knows. Can't tell you my secrets, but I know exactly what's on the other side of those planets. I know if you take it, go to Jupiter, take a right, turn left, past the what's it called, the float, the asteroid, just past the Milky Way, 300 yards or 300,000 light years worth of yards, and it's just there. There's a planet just there that you can that there's, what's it called, there's life. Go and check it out. And he'll go there and he'll go, fucking hell, he was right. Let's give him millions and millions and millions and millions of pounds and let's have him as an advisor. That wasn't a dream. That was just me coming up with that just now, because that's what a, what's it called? Borderline mental illness might help you, you know. It's called creativity. It's not borderline mental illness. It's called a creative mind. Left hand, left brained, left foot, left-eyed, left-eared. It's all the creative side, and I use all of those. Even the left testicle, I believe I must use that because it's standard on all the other parts. Saying that, I might do something right. What do I do right-handed? I eat a knife and fork in the usual way. Apart from that, it's all on the left. I like taking lefts more than I like taking rights. Anyway, let's move on. I'm the one who's going on the holiday to space. I'm going to beat everybody who's all these millionaires who are going to try to pay fortunes to go up on that whenever it might happen. I'll have already been old at. I'll be moving on from that. There's plenty of places in the fucking England. In England. Yeah, in England. There's plenty of places in England I want to get to. Still not been yet. But there's plenty of places in Europe, the world. I think if I do go up and see the aliens, I'm going to have to ask them to extend my life or see if they've got anything that can give me a longer lifespan, because I don't think I've got enough time, especially with this chip. Not enough money and not enough time. All I need is money, and then that's all I'd do, just travel. Travel about sit around, relax, retire basically. Not retire, retire from shit things. That's what retirement. You don't retire as such. You want to work doing good stuff. Then retire from shit fucking jobs, don't you? Shit factory jobs or shit. I don't know. Whatever you don't like doing, because I'm going to say something now. Someone's going to go, "Oh, that's my job, and I like it." So, whatever you don't like doing, that's what you retire from, and then do something else. Anyway, what I was going to say, a lot of people are bulk buying bleach on the internet to do their own hair, or a lot of hairdressers are bulk buying it and doing illegal hairdressing, or doing hairdressing. It's not illegal, is it? But frowned upon hairdressing whilst the lockdown's going on, because you're not meant to be doing it. So they're going around people's houses. Or people are doing their own. That's council estate style-y. People just do their own bleach on the cheap. Fucked up hairstyles you find on a lot of council estates. I tell you, when people have bleached or coloured their own hair and fucked it up. But anyway, so if your next door neighbours all turn into Bananarama overnight, you know they're doing the frowned upon. Unless they've done it themselves, they might have just done each other's. Okay, so if you hear a knock at the door, and there's somebody with a fucked up hairstyle at the door, and then they go in, then everybody else turns into Bananarama, then you know what's happened. You got to use, that's how you do detective work. You got to be a curtain twitcher, see what's going on. It's not all about perving out the window or perving in other people's windows. You got to do a little bit of neighbourhood watch. Even if you couldn't give a shit and you ain't going to tell anybody, just for your own peace of mind, so you know what's going on. What's it called? Anyway, talk about the sun. Talk about the planets. I didn't notice the sun has gone into lockdown, which could cause freezing weather, earthquakes and famine, scientist says. There you go. So if you thought I was trying to cheer you up, you're wrong. The sun is currently in a period of solar minimum, meaning activity on its surface has fallen dramatically. So we're going to enter the deepest period of sunshine recession ever recorded at sunspots, as sunspots have virtually disappeared. Welcome to British weather, the rest of the world, if that's the case. We got that already, sunshine recession. Actually, it was nice and sunny today. But, well, that's fucking climate change sorted then anyway, isn't it? If that does that, you have to try and check how long it's going to stick around for. Solar minimum is underway, and it's a deep one. Never a dull moment in the old planetary system. Fuck knows. In space. Well, let's just say in space. But there's always something that's fucking a threat to civilization, and that's just another one. I tell you what, I mean, one thing is in England is we get shitty weather, but we're not getting blasted by fucking earthquakes or tornadoes. Really, we had I think we might have had the odd one, but very minimal. We don't get tornadoes really. We don't get any of the spinny winds really. We get some bad winds, but we're more floods and freezing cold weather, pissing down the rain, shit winters. It's all like that, but we don't get like fucking tsunamis or whatever. Better not do, because I'm fucking by the coast at the minute, so I wouldn't fucking want a tsunami to come on my watch. In Birmingham, we're safe. It'd have to be a pretty fucking heavy tsunami to reach all the way through to Birmingham. So Brummies are going to be safe. They're just going to be... It's just rain. I mean, there's a permanent rain cloud over Birmingham. All big cities. There's usually like a fucking massive big like... You know, it's almost like it's a parachute over the top. Every now and then you get a bit of sunshine coming in, but then you're fucking stuck around all the buildings, ain't you? So unless you just jump out your car and start trying to sunbathe in the middle of the spaghetti junction, you miss most of the weather. But now there's some great parks though. We've got some good parks. You just got to be fucking on guard. As soon as the sunshine comes out, you got to be like militants. Right, that's it. Fuck it. Dump everything. We're running into the park. Got to get out, catch some sunshine. People used to get on their roofs, another council estate trick, on the roofs, fucking spreading themselves in butter and shit like that, cooking themselves. making the most of the fucking 5 minutes that they've got. Anyway, galleries, what's it called? People that you work at the British Museum are talking about their scary experiences. They reckon it's haunted and there's all the ghosts of the mummies. He's got all the Egyptian mummies in that in there. And they reckon that it's haunted by them. One guy who's worked there for 27 years, did he? He said he used to dread entering the ancient Egypt department because I wonder if they like, you know, like dead bodies fucking fart and shit like that still. I wonder if mummies and that, I mean, the long past it by then, I imagine, but imagine if they did in that you're just walking around like, you know, just checking on stuff. All of a sudden you hear like a fart noise in the background and there's only you and 10 mummies in there. You'd wouldn't have to laugh or fucking run out of there, would you? Well, you have to do both. You'd run out laughing, even though you're shitting yourself. That'd be fucking hilarious, but scary at the same time. you'd have to start thinking: was it you? Was it me? Was it me? Anyway, but so yeah, so that's what happens. And also, there's a dwarf, or and other staff have reported doors swinging open for no reason, fire alarms explicitly going off at midnight. Fire alarms go off. I tell you what, ghosts like learn how to use fire alarm systems and shit like that, and just think, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I know, I'll go and turn the fire alarm on, or I'll go and flush the toilet. A mummy that's from 2,000 years ago goes and flushes the toilet. I wonder what a fucking toilet was, would he? He'd just do it in his fucking... he'd just do it where he stands or whatever. Or lies. What's what I'm going to say? So that's that one, yeah. So, yeah, scary. So when the next time you walk around the museum... Well, there's another one as well. I think there's a dwarf, a female dwarf. He's knocking about in there. Reflection of a glass. That could just be a fucking young girl. Why does it have to be a female dwarf? If it's a reflection of a ghost, a reflection holding a 16th century mechanical... Oh, dwarf in the reflection of a case, of a glass case. But it can't be that clear to know that it's a dwarf. I reckon it's a young girl. All right. No need to say it's a dwarf. That's dwarfist. Anyway... the big cheats on, who wants to be a millionaire? The big cheats. There's more cheats on there. Apparently there's a new one now with nods, winks, fellow quizzers in the audience. It's been claimed. You got to be now. If you're brainy, if there's fucking five of you in there and you're all brainy, and then one of you gets to go on, you split the winnings and do that, like I say. If one of you is like, and you all know it, one can wink, the other one can nod. So you're taking it from five different sections then, isn't it? It's perfect. That's a fucking clever... And it is clever. Literally, it is a clever scam because they are clever. They're coming from a clever, clever perspective. So, yeah, because the last guy, it was him constantly, the one person constantly sneezing or whatever, constantly doing all the thing. So, I mean, I don't know if they'd take the phones off you and that, but you could just be, like, checking shit up, couldn't you? Or have an earpiece or whatever the fuck. All sorts of things. Oh, that's it, I'm going on there. I'm applying. I told the other day I got up to fucking... Yesterday, was it? Got up to 200,000? Or I don't know which day it was now. I'm losing track, but... I did the questions and I got up to quite a few. Even though I didn't know whether I got the answers right. I'm assuming I did. So, I want my money. ITV. If you're watching, I want the money. 200 grand. ASAP, before I get my kangaroo court lawyer onto you. Prince Harry's miserable in Los Angeles. He's bored. It's only a matter of time. He's bored. It's all about her over there, isn't it? She's the one with all the contacts. She's the one who wants to be an actor. She's probably like got business calls, all that kind of stuff. He's just holding the baby. Walking around, you know. Going to the park or whatever, drinking coffee and twiddling his thumbs. But apparently he's pissed off. So he's looking for a sense of purpose. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to have to... you can't do no royal stuff either, can you? I'll tell you what, that's fucking strain already. It ain't going to last. He ain't no... he ain't Hollywood, is he? He'll have to become an actor. I said this before, I think. He'll have to, either that or he'll have to, what else can he do? be like a socialite. That's the only other thing to do, isn't it, in Hollywood, surely? Apart from, like, jobs. He ain't going to fucking go and work in a job, is he? Is he, fuck? So he'll have to be a socialite, just hold parties and all that. That's all right, he liked the club party. But now he can't do that either. But he's pissed off. You think, fucking hell, I used to, like, right, live it up. He's like, have fucking parties, get off my nuts and really enjoy myself. I can't even do that now because I'm a family man. Bollocks. What have I done? That's one way of looking at it. Or he could just think, fuck it, you know, I'm in the sun. I'm just going to go to the beach and chill out and just be a bum. That's another thing. Could be a hippie. Learn how to surf. Fucking get a dog that's that sits on your surfboard with you. And when you're going out, you can just fucking, you know, do shit together all day, you and your dog. And your kid, because you'll be looking after the kid. What's it called? Robert De Niro is kicking off with Trump, slagging him off again. Fresh attack, saying he doesn't care how many people die from the coronavirus, and he doesn't care how many people die. And he said the president's supporters are the people are worse. Or he's taking the piss out of the worst because he really couldn't give a shit about them. That's his opinion. It'd be funny, because and Trump said something back last time about him being punch drunk out of his films, his boxing films, saying, I think he's fucking, he's Robert De Niro's punch drunk and he's got a low IQ level, so it got a bit bitchy. Imagine from Goodfellas. I've said imagine four times there. I'm going to say it again. Imagine the scene from Goodfellas with Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro. And was it just them two? Who was the other guy? Anyway, they walk into the bar. I think it's three of them, isn't they? Oh, yeah, Ray Liotta. And they walk into the bar and there's that geezer at the bar. Billy the Bath, is it? Fuck knows what his name was. Billy somebody. And he's at the end of the bar and he's just got out of prison drinking. He's got the same kind of air as Donald Trump. So he reminds me. I can imagine him all walking in and Donald Trump's in there. And then all of a sudden, that scene with them three of them all set up on him, start battering him and fucking Rob De Niro stamping on his head. And fucking, you know, they'll just batter and kill him and fucking put him in the boots and bury him. Could happen. Couldn't happen. It could happen in your brain. It happens in there. You can imagine that scenario. It could happen in a sketch, for a sketch show. It'd be quite good. Robert De Niro would fucking act. He would that's method acting right there, because he'd be fucking stamping harder. Because he looks like, that scene is like real realistic, isn't it? And they're really fucking getting into it. And I think he'd get an Oscar for that scene if he did it. And it was meant to be Donald Trump. Millions of flies whose bites can cause a fever or make a person's groin swell up are spreading across the UK. Aye, aye, that could be good for a Friday night if you're looking to, you know, if you've got tight trousers on or whatever, try and catch one of the, what are they called? Blandford flies. They fly low to ground and target the crotch, ankles and legs. So imagine if one day all of a sudden, so there you go, are they dangerous? They can cause you a fever. I don't know if they can get any worse than that. So if you ever all of a sudden have got fucking twice the size nuts or whatever than you usually have and you feel a bit hot and sweaty, you've been fucking had by the Blandford fly, either that or some fucking stunning model in a bikini just walked past in front of you. That's the only other option that situation is going to come out. The most beautiful girl you've ever seen, half naked or naked. So that's the only two situations that's going to give you a fever and like triple the size of your groin or double or whatever the fuck it is that swell up. So if it's not the girl, then you need to get off to hospital and get it checked out. Say, excuse me, I think I've been caught by the Blandford flies. It's mad. This is self-diagnosis. That is, I had to check that when a long time ago I spoke about when Lyme disease caused by ticks and stuff in the, well, what flies are they? Oh, the fuck, I've forgotten now. They're caused by things in the fields anyway. And like, I had a fucking load of bites off a load of little flies and everything, and I was trying to get them checked out. I was convinced I had Lyme disease or fucking possibly could have, because they bite you, and I had all these mad big welts come up. But apparently you've got to come like a dartboard it's got to go like round circles like that. So luckily I didn't have it. So I've done that one. Sting, well, let's finish on this then. Sting said he's poisoned himself with mind-bending drugs, but thinks they help him make love and write songs. Fucking hell, cheesy bastard. I don't want to imagine Sting making love to one of his own songs. That's what exactly what fucking he's doing as well, isn't it? He'll write it and he'll be getting off his song. How great his song is during sex. It won't even be his wife who's like giving it, getting him off. I'm joking. I'm playing, I'm being facetious again. He used to take the huge amount of the drug peyote, a drug from a cactus in Mexico. That's the same thing probably that Lou Diamond Phillips was taking in Young Guns. I told you. I like it in that film, but I don't want to imagine Sting having the fucking meditational experience on because he said he did it in Mexico, in the mountains, blindfolded, had deer's blood poured all over him when he was initiated into the peyote cult. So he's doing all that. So he's been out and like trying to lose himself or find himself, if you like. And he's come back and wrote some songs that only he likes. He's done some really good songs. He's good. But he is a champion of himself. So it's up for me to bring him down a sting or two, if you like. I wonder if he's probably fucking out there naked as well, trying to catch a few bland flies, I imagine. Blandford flies. So he can come back and he talked about all the tantric sex he'd have sex for like fucking 20 hours and shit like that, wouldn't he? I tell you what, his wife has got to get bored of that. Unless she's like, she must be, if they're off their head on it, I suppose they don't even know what they're doing, do they? For 20 hours. Probably come the next day, they'll be like, what did we do yesterday? Fuck knows, I don't know. But my dick looks like I've been hit by Blandford flies or a swarm of them. Anyway, the Blandford flies have been mentioned more than once on this podcast. So by now you should have at the very least be aware of them. So check them out and be careful out there. It's a dangerous place, or it's an exciting time because you might just swell up, and it's a good thing because for your self-confidence. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.